Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. This week, Nova Workforce Institute of Northeast Louisiana holds its graduation ceremony. Nova identifies and connects employers with area residents looking for workforce opportunities. Paul West is Executive Director of Nova and joins me in studio for Lanyap. Paul, good to talk to you.
Good to be here again, Bob.
Lots of things are going on. Of course, the biggest and at the top of the list, the upcoming graduation. Tell us about the ceremony coming up and who will be delivering the commencement address.
Yeah, this is our big night for the year for Nova. It's our sixth commencement ceremony. We have some 53 individuals that are completing from career readiness to some skill level out at the community college are graduating from there. I think we have a few people from there in welding and different trades there that will be graduating. So we'll be honoring them. It's at the Mount Zion Baptist Church. That's right on 18th and DeSeard there. State Representative Marcus Hunter will be the keynote speaker for that night.
What have the graduates gone through in completing the programs?
The career readiness takes them through a base of just, you know, what employers want to see as they walk in their door. And that is a person going to show up on time? Do they have a good resume? Do they have interviewing skills, communication skills? So we do a whole gamut of things in that from just communication skills, but anger management, financial, looking at budgets and looking at it, being able to handle their finances as well once they get a job. So those are some base and some core elements that we put in there, because the number one thing an employer says, they want to see somebody that'll show up on time, and be willing to work and have a good attitude. That's what we hear more and more as we go out with the Chamber of Commerce, Monroe Chamber, usually almost every week, and hear employers telling us what their needs are.
You know, Governor Jindal talks about workforce ready and meeting the needs.
Right.
In any way, does Nova kind of mirror what's going on with the state, or is it a program that's already been in place that you just look at more immediate and local needs than statewide initiative per se?
Well, I think Nova, you know, we're certainly a new model. And as we've seen this model come on, we've also seen the state, whoever mirrored first, but it looks like, you know, Nova had brought this model, Interfaith had brought it here. And I think we mirror what the state wants and what the state needs and what really the governor, you know, many times talking about keeping our workforce here and having a well-prepared, trained, work-ready workforce. And that's what we're doing. The case management, the supported services, we dig pretty deep as far as helping and preparing an individual. So where we're not as wide as far as serving the thousands as our workforce, state workforce does, we serve maybe a little more narrow in scope. We're averaging about 100 individuals a year, but we are a lot deeper in the services that we provide.
Yeah, you mentioned narrow in scope. How does that look as far as job trends and employment opportunities?
Well, we're seeing the trends now, we're seeing more and more is that the employers are saying, we need people with skills. And so we're doing everything, and I think our community is doing everything we can to get a workforce ready and continue to prepare a workforce, because we're hearing more and more from the employers, it's harder and harder to find those skill levels and those skill sets. But the encouraging part is there are jobs out there. There are living wage jobs, and that's what we focus on. There are good paying jobs. And really, the employers are very gracious in working with us, and the chamber is very proactive in going out and hearing what the needs of the employers are and general needs as well. So we're very gracious to have a good employer base, a lot of, you know, our state and elected officials, local elected officials as well, are very supportive of what we do, but are supportive of a healthy, vibrant workforce. Our vision is, you know, growing the economy through strengthening our workforce.
Right. Stay connected with those who've gone through the program and are now employed. Could you share a story, perhaps, a success story about one of those candidates?
I've got a great one. You know, a young lady came to our employer breakfast last year, and one of our grad participants, And that day she shared her story. And she had come through a lot of trials, a lot of challenges. But somehow she got a degree through that whole process. And because of that degree, that day there was somebody in that audience, an employer, that heard the heard her story. And literally within hours, this individual was interviewing and today is gainfully employed, making a great income, got a good living wage job with benefits, and has a career. And so, you know, you see that. You see another person that just needed, you know, a few hundred dollars to pay their rent, to pay their electric bill so they could continue through training and school so that they could accomplish what they want. So we intervene as needed, not to enable somebody, but to help somebody with a hand up.
You mentioned the 53 candidates that are up for graduation, but yet the process goes on. Open enrollment taking place.
It's ongoing, and we do. We have open enrollment right now for the career readiness, and also as we're preparing for that fall semester, we're trying to help people. You know, they may be Pell Grant eligible, but we need to help them through that career track over those 2 years, typically up to 2 years in their training. So, yes, they can call us at 807-4024. If you know anybody out there, or if you're an individual that's looking to go into a new career path, yeah.
And the message for employers, if they would like to get in touch with you as well, especially in lining up the possibilities for those candidates, those graduates from NOVA.
Absolutely. We'd love to help them. And if they have a challenge or need for workforce, maybe we can come out and talk to them and just share what we're doing. Our services are free. There's no catch here. We're here to create a healthy and vibrant workforce. So, and more so, if you want to come see what we're all about, come out to Mount Zion Baptist Church. It's a great celebration, a great event of what not NOVA has done, but what this community has done to help these 53 individuals.
Paul West serves as Executive Director with NOVA, the Workforce Institute of Northeast Louisiana. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.